Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios, KPN-TFM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. This is TMA All Day. Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After on KPN-TFM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
7:07 in St. Louis, you are listening to The Morning After. It's a program presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. And hello again, everybody. My name is Timothy Michael McKernan. On my right, Michael Wellington filling in for the vacationing Douglas Elvin Vaughn. On my left, Kenneth Iggy Strode. Directly in front of me is Darren, the Peoria Plowboy Atkins. Let me see, 10 o'clock? You can't see him probably unless you're watching on YouTube and see him in the background. I don't know how it's set up. Is Jackson Bennett Burkett. Michael, he went to Ledoux.
Hello, everybody.
And then in the Fox C6 Secman R8 studios, KGNO Town. There's the lineup, Michael. It's tough to track this. It's like an Ollie Marmol day game in July.
Jackson looking like Henry Hill down there.
Is that who he is?
Kind of similar, like the gold chain. I don't know, silver chain. Is it silver?
It's silver.
Silver chain, sorry, the lighting. The no
tie. Memorial Day weekend at the lake.
Right, the jacket.
Box. Yeah, I'm very Ray Liotta. May he rest in peace.
Amen.
Yeah, only the good half kind of feel.
Right, exactly. Right. That's what I was thinking when I saw your chain. Just the good half.
You and Tim are all dressed up today.
All dressed up with nowhere to go.
Jackson, your responsibility today is much greater than mine. I'm participating in a sales meeting with the sales staff here at Hubbard. Following the award-winning balloon party presentation, Mike.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's won multiple awards.
Never listened to it, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, well, it's on 101 from 10 to 11, and they're not happy with me or Jackson at all.
Mm-hmm. Why would they be?
You know what? That's a great question. I'm going to stare into the abyss and ask myself that. Jackson, however, is hosting something much more important, and that is why he is dialed up. Jackson, let the audience of this program know what you are doing today.
Listen, Tim, when Chairman Kurt comes calling.
Chairman Kurt. You know Chairman Ridley. He addressed the media yesterday.
Sure, Fred.
There's also Chairman Kurt.
When Chairman Kurt puts together a little bracket reveal show to get the people fired up for the Fan Page Club Championship, the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship, you say, all right, what do you need from me? And when he says, let's button it up a little bit, I say, how much do you need? Three-piece? Four-piece? I'll put it on a hat. We have the bracket reveal show, the bracket drawing for the Fan Page Club Championship. And so we're dressed to the nines a little bit. That'll be coming to you after Balloon Party today.
So you are doing a bracket reveal show, you and Chairman Kurt?
And the Peoria Plowboy.
The Plowhawk. Now, Plowhawk.
My three-piece are sitting right there.
Over Iggy's shoulder. You have I didn't even see this until just now.
Yeah. So got a tie.
You guys are hosting this program. It'll be on the YouTube channel, I imagine.
Yep.
Wow, and Michael, this is big. This is kind of like the Ryder Cup drawings, you know.
Similar, not exactly the same.
Right.
I do have an actual three piece though, because I have my dad's old pinstripe dark blue, and so it comes with a little three button vest.
Teflon Don over here.
Oh, you got a little vest.
I got a little vest.
So are you and your dad the same size?
I mean, this is probably 25 years ago. It actually was in the original dry cleaning bag after the wedding.
It looks like it's been there a bit.
Not kidding, bro. Like, that bag was, like, disintegrating as I unzipped it.
Oh, God bless America. I don't want to give away the show, of course, because we want people to tune in at 11:30 on the YouTube channel. But what is the plan for this? And I realize maybe Chairman Kurt can speak to it. I don't know.
I do know the plan. So
here it is. Here's the script.
I'm excited.
So the plan is KG got one of those like bingo draws, like, you know, like the bingo.
Sure, where the balls shoot up like a lottery thing?
Kind of. You spin it. The
ball. Spin sugar.
I'm not on YouTube, so me doing this motion is useless. You spin the thing, and then a ball comes out with a number attached to it, and then Kurt has, what's the number? How many people? Because we already have a couple matchups picked out.
Yeah, there's 5 matchups already set, so we'll have 54 players in the field and in the machine.
And that includes Doug, because Doug does not have a matchup.
And Doug's, you got to think, everybody's really hoping to get that pairing with Doug Vaughn.
Yeah, so when the number comes out on the ball, the corresponding player to that number, there's one, another ball comes out, those two are playing each other. So it's a total random draw.
Not fixed at all.
No, you'll see it. You'll see the process live. This isn't like the NBA draft lottery.
Well, now you've seen probably in the past, the NCAA tournament will try to set up these matchups for a sexier meeting, like, for example,
Valparaiso,
Licks and Iggy.
Well, back when the Hurley brothers were playing, somehow Seton Hall and Duke wound up in the same bracket. Sure. Then this year, if you noticed, Arizona and North Carolina, after what happened with Caleb Love, were somehow in the same bracket. Will you guys do that kind of thing, or is it just going to be fair?
It'll be on the up and up.
I can't imagine any chicanery going on.
No, this tournament stands on integrity.
Well, no question there.
But yet I miss the email for the bracket, I guess.
Now, hold on a second. What is this about?
Well, Plowsy's part of the show. Jackson's part of the show. You're part of the show. I'm not part of the show.
I'm not part of the show.
Oh, I thought you were going to be part of the bracket.
No.
Well, I mean, I'm in the bracket, but I'm not participating in this presentation.
Well, you have a sales meeting.
I do.
I really have
nothing. It's not nearly as important as this, though.
I have nothing going on.
Yeah, come on.
Uh-oh. Do you have a tie?
But would you have stayed here until 11:15 to do it?
I think I would have. Well, or are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Iggy. Yeah, I'm talking to Iggy.
Tend to be here then anyway.
Well, if I was asked to do it, it's part of the show thing. So if I was asked to do it, I would have.
Chairman Kurt, did you email Negril11111@AOL.com and not hear back? What happened here?
I did not. I elected to not bother the people that I assumed would not want to be bothered with such tomfoolery.
I will.
Well, you assumed wrong.
I will stand up for chair. Hold on.
Bill, hold on. Michael, you're going to have to mediate today.
I always forget the angst between Ken and
you don't understand.
Kurt.
It's like I got to keep a flow chart of the various wars, both on the show and with the audience. Like Licks and Morrison Woods Wacko. Hmm. Todd Reesing is at war with somebody I can't remember.
Oh, that's a grudge match.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mr. Siders, your 7-iron distance. Right.
That could be interesting. I'm gonna stand, and maybe this is not great for the possible perceived animosity going on right now, but I will stand up for Chairman Kurt. As he, yesterday, we were talking about setting this up and doing this, and he said, do you think I should just shoot Iggy a text in case he wants to do it? I was like, I don't think he's going to want to do it. Let's just roll it to three.
So it's your fault.
So it's on me. This is on me. He asked, and he was going to, so he thought of you while I was like, I don't know if he would want to do it. And that's on me. That's on me.
Well, if you want to stick up for him, go ahead.
Oh, no. Mm.
Well, this is what happened. I'm just retelling the past events.
Right. Now I'm going to go through the thought process. My thought process, why not just put the puck on the net and
100%.
Then put it in Iggy's
100%.
Court?
It's total oversight on my part. It's,
but also,
hand up right here. This is on me.
I see the hands up.
Very
you can't see him on YouTube, but unless you can see it over
I'll
the Plowhawks.
The great thing about Iggy's condo, though.
Yeah, come on by.
Is it's very close, so you could pick up your three-piecer.
And this broadcast isn't taking place till 11:30, so it's not taking place right after TMA, because Jackson's got a Little Piddles Thursday throwdown.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
God,
it's all came together.
It's always good when you write down the title after it's said right there. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like there's a window for Iggy, if you choose, to head back home, grab some formal garb, and come on over.
Got a cut and color. I mean,
no, I'm good.
Well, it sounds like he just withdrew from the field.
He was given the option.
Well, he didn't want to be Johnny Come Lately there. And that's on me. Listen, this situation is my fault.
You got to wear it.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Nobody's perfect.
What went through your mind when you were told that the contract was done?
What's that? You had it locked in.
Loomster is not happy with this conversation. If you never want to do anything, you can't complain when you don't get asked anymore. That's from the Loomster, and I think he was a finalist for the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Year in 2020.
Yeah, I knew this would come. Iggy, bitching. No, I'm just asking why, if I'm part of the show and the show is doing it, why I wasn't asked is all I asked. It's no big deal.
Fair question, to be honest.
I agree with that.
No, it's an extremely fair question. It's an oversight on my part. There's no doubt about it.
No, and I should have fired off the text regardless, so I'm going to wear some of this one, too.
I look at the responsibility around here, Mike.
They're all
you like the way this club
this.
Is playing right now?
Didn't know it was possible. The accountability is at the highest it's ever been in this studio. And in the Sekman studio as well.
Yes, indeed. Fox C6.
I can't stand the school, but that hat is gorgeous, Michael.
I know really you like I know you hate you know the Vols, yes.
Yeah. It is a sharp hat. Is
Thank
that
you.
What they wear? Or is that
No,
just like
I got this at the bookstore.
That's okay. A great look.
It is a
Thank you.
That's a nice hat, Bill.
I love strip logos and, you know, this is good stuff.
Tennessee baseball season, my man.
Well, they got the best colors in the game, though.
You think so?
The creamsicle orange with
the
white and the black alternate. Yeah, I think so. Just looks sharp.
This is like 30 years old, this Masters hat.
Well, that is nice.
Solid. Oh, I forgot to wear my Masters hat.
Sometimes we pivot, and you just got to be ready for the pivot.
It's a wool hat. I think
we're talking hats.
It's like an offensive lineman. You got blindside blocks you got to attend to.
Trank dart this whiner. That's from the pig of the coal mine.
Sorry, I brought it up.
You got a dart in your neck.
Don't you dare call whatever Iggy lives in a condo. That's putting lipstick on it. That's from Glove Blogger Tom Traven. And now Beer Cats, who has won the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month for January 2023, says, ah, the pouty, bitter bitch strikes again. You never want to do anything. Why would somebody ask you to do something that requires you to actually stay past 10:01? Beer Cats.
What a shock.
You sideways with Beer Cats, too?
Yeah, he's the worst.
Is that right?
Is he number
one?
Yeah.
I like to ask Jackson his Mount Rushmore. Who's your Mount Rushmore? The issue is you have them all blocked.
This is a great
topic.
So it
might be tough for you to know.
Yeah, so I don't get to hear from many of them.
Yeah, who's your? So Bearcats is the George Washington.
Well, I mean, Bearcats, when he comes to TMA events, we hug it out. But, you know.
You do?
Yeah, until that. If it's not a TMA event, he just throws trash all the time. I don't know. Bearcats, Licks.
Licks is right there, huh?
Yeah.
Does it depend on the platform?
Thomas Jefferson.
You know, you have the text line. You obviously have Facebook.
Oh, that's right.
You have Twitter. I mean, not all of them come to all three platforms.
I guess you wouldn't know on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, you have a lot.
Yeah.
Do you block people on Twitter as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if they make snide-ass comments, then I just goodbye.
They don't have to have a nickname either. It could be just a regular person, right? Some of these people hide behind the nicknames.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the Twitter, their names, I'm sure they aren't the same.
But you get enough screenshots from anonymous fan page
so,
members.
So, Michael, something I need to bring you up to speed on a few things going on with the program, the comings and goings and goings and comings, is Iggy left the TMA fan page on Facebook.
Really?
About a year ago.
I don't do Facebook either, so I get it.
Yeah. Oh, probably over a year ago.
Oh, really? Is that right? Okay.
I feel like it's been longer, yeah.
And part of that was because he just got tired of, well, you said, I'm going to put words in your mouth.
Well, it wasn't so much that hate, because there wasn't a ton of that, but there are a few people there. But I just, there's too much that goes on in there.
Negativity, you mean?
No, but yeah, that. But there's too much that goes on in there as far as posts that it just clogged up my timeline.
Well, we can't have that.
When I would open up Facebook, it would be nothing but TMA posts.
Okay.
So I said, God, I can't.
Damn pay.
I miss a lot of Facebook of posts from, like, friends. So I said, I can't take this. I mean, my first 70 scrolling through on my Facebook page is nothing but TMA.
Overwhelming.
These scumbags on the fan page.
Yeah.
Well said.
So, and it's really, I don't really spend much time on there anyway looking at stuff. So I said, hell with it.
So anyway, so
good
he leaves the page. Unfortunately, there are what are known now as, you remember the wet bandits from Home Alone?
I sure do.
These are the screenshot bandits. These people are on the fan page, and they apparently send Iggy screenshots when he's talked about on the fan page. These are the screenshot bandits. Might be my fantasy team in 2025.
And now a couple of them are friends, and they think,
well,
you know, they're
it
just
out.
Doing me a favor by, you know.
Yeah, he just changed to Michael Kirsch.
I thought you'd like to know this person's taking a shot at you. It's not fair. So a couple of them are just friends just letting me know.
So, really, you probably have the best way of being on the fan page is you get informed about anything that is about you from an outside source, yet you don't have to indulge yourself in the 99% that really has no
the clutter.
Yeah, he's getting the Cliff Notes version.
Well, it's not the best of both worlds. I left there so I didn't have to see it. So I just assume not get screenshots. I don't ask people to send me, hey, anybody talking about me today, send me some shots.
I don't think that's ever
they just send them. So, you know, I can't get mad. They're just trying to help me out, but I really don't care. I really don't want to see them. I don't care. But it's the same people. It doesn't matter. It's the same.
Your not care level is extraordinarily high. Because I feel like I listen to the show a lot, right? But I don't even know about this part. And then I was with the great Jay Boyd last night.
Oh, really?
I was down at Fenton Hot Shots.
How do you do?
Yankee Stadium, if you will.
Jake's
wow.
He brought up something that I had never heard on the show, and I thought it was worth bringing up today. He talked about Vince Cole Person. Is that a real thing? Because I feel like I listened to a texter.
I don't believe that's a fan page.
I've never heard it. I thought it was kind of funny. But then I've never heard this thing about the fan Iggy leaving the fan page. It's hard to keep up with all this.
It is. There's a lot going on.
It's difficult.
But the screenshot bandits are relatively new. Iggy leaving the fan page is about a year old.
The screenshot bandits.
Iggy also, I do need to say,
the two people keep sending me.
Oh, it's two. There's only two bandits?
Yeah, Daniel Stern and Joe
Pesci. But these two do the same thing, and I love them to death. But they keep sending me pictures of somebody posting on Twitter that I'd rather not see. I'm not going to.
It's so cryptic, Michael. That's the thing.
It's kind of like
watching The Graduate.
It's cryptic.
Does the sunlight mean something? Does the water mean something? I don't know.
Michael, those who need to know, now know.
Really? Like, you mean like genitalia photos?
Yeah, they're gross.
Oh, so yeah, that is
people,
gross.
Hold on a second.
Please stop sending them to me.
Hold on a second. There are people like Ella Reese, for example, one of my favorites, Jackson's favorite as well. If she posts something with nudity, I enjoy that. And I'm surprised to hear you don't enjoy nudity.
Oh, I enjoy nudity, just not this nudity.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. And so people are sending you screenshots of...
Don't do that when I have water in my mouth.
People are sending you screenshots of nudity you don't want to see. So it's like, are these ween pics?
Gotta be.
No, they're female pics.
And you don't enjoy them.
You're going to need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand.
No, I'm not going to get into it because if
Well, you brought come on. You're like teasing us.
I'm just saying. That's two of these guys keep sending it. And then I just say, I don't want to see this. Stop sending it to me. You know, I
mean, not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
I like the music in the background.
Some nudity is attractive and some isn't.
I'll agree with that.
I would agree with that. I just don't understand. So there are two men who are sending you screenshots of a naked woman, and you said, I don't enjoy this. Stop, and they continue to send it to you.
Yeah.
Michael, does that go on in your phone?
This man's well-versed in nudity. Obviously, his history at Hedo is unmatched. No, I mean, usually if I see something with a female in that area, it's enjoyed, but you know what?
I'll show you one of the ones they send me.
You're right, though. There's things that can be absurd and obscene. So,
yeah, plausy.
Oh, so is this Lisa Ann? No. I don't know why. I mean, Lisa.
No. Lisa Ann's got a beautiful body.
Wow. Well, honestly, was that an olive branch? Do you know that? Are you aware of the situation there?
Well, I heard that we might need to find somebody else to come to the dotum. I don't know if that's true. Is that true?
Lisa Ann has parted ways with the program. Dotum, unfortunately, isn't going to be happening anyway this year.
Well,
that had nothing to do with that. Wasn't a cause and effect thing. That was a Normandy and a bunch of other things going on.
I knew you got sideways with her
situation. The Lisa Ann thing was separate. So even if Lisa Ann was still in good stead with Iggy, I don't think the Dotum was going to happen this year. So I want to make it clear to the audience that one's not related to the other. We kind of knew the Dotum might be up for grabs in 2024 as it was, but Iggy, so that they. There was a falling out and...
Miscommunication? Is that true?
No, not really. I just forgot to return part of her text. I returned the first text she sent, and then she started typing another one, and I got busy and forgot about it.
Hello?
So she got mad.
Didn't
about
you
that.
Shop for sweaters?
Well, what I went... Yeah, I went turtleneck shopping.
Turtleneck.
Wait, that was the reason?
You can't even make this up. Well, he went turtleneck shopping.
It was getting close. It was right around gobble wool season.
Which is also a turtleneck.
You know, as Tony, Tony Soprano would say, Tony Soprano would say during betting seasons, it's my busy season. So I had calls coming in about that, about picking stuff up, and then I had a Zoom call at 1:30, and then I had to go shopping, and I had forgotten she texted me. That's simple as that. And she came on the next day to do her football thing and spent 10 minutes just berating me for not getting back to her, and I'm not going to take it.
And then she came back to you and said, because of you, I'm not coming on the show again?
There's a detail in there that's material to the story. She was on the front page of the New York Post and I guess TMZ when she was kicked out of the Matt Rife show at Radio City Music Hall.
I did see that, like January?
Yeah. And
she mentioned Iggy's name.
She did not mention Iggy's name in the New York Post. At least they didn't include that part of the interview.
She mentioned Matt Rife as a friend. She never met him.
So Iggy then went on the Twitter tweets, and what did you say?
Well, I was being funny, as everybody else was, out of the 500 comments. About 75 of them had to do with Pornhub. And I just said, I enjoyed this the first time I saw it. One was called Cop B50, and I can't say the word B.
Got it.
Is when multiple gentlemen are involved.
Oh.
And I was being
I like the explanation.
I was being funny because she posted the video. She had her friend video and she put it on her social media, so she can't be outraged of, you know, people commenting because she put it out there. But she's surrounded by like five cops, and then I said I liked it the first time I saw him was Kapukaki.
Oh, oh wow. Well, Pahawk.
Just a subtle move to the right.
God, you probably can't say that, but anyway,
I'd be surprised if the Supreme Court said yes.
we need that on airwaves.
It's just a porn term. But either way, Plazi dumped it. 50, you know.
I did. Guess I'll have another meeting today.
Just like, what's the one when the lesbians, they started calling it no men?
That's first base. Let me just send
that a golf term?
Something to Bill for a second. Then I'll be with you.
No, it was something. It's something to do with no men allowed 10, no men allowed 50, whatever.
Where the boys aren't?
Where the boys aren't. That's it. Thank you.
Look at you guys working together.
Alley-oop.
So I thought it was funny. And then if you read a lot of the other comments, they're saying, I think I saw this on Pornhub, and you were in with this before, and they're just making the same jokes I was.
But she didn't think it was funny.
But when she's commenting on some of them, that's funny, but then I do it, and I'm leaving the show. But she made sure that it would make a big splash. She did it on the fan page, which she knows
well,
about.
Well, she texted me. I was flying down. We went out of town for my wife's birthday back in February, and as we were flying down, she sent me a long text giving her reasoning, and that was a few days before she posted it on the fan page. I said, I kind of figured this was going to happen anyway. It's unfortunate. Understand. You know, there'd be people, Team Iggy, Team Lisa Ann. I know, known Iggy for, God, I don't even know how long now. Probably 25, 26 years, Iggy, I think, when I was interning at KFNS. And Lisa Ann, you know, came in on her own dime.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when Jay was sick before he passed, and she was hoping to see him before he passed, she was coming in on her own dime. And it was like, that speaks to who she is. They got sideways. And that's unfortunate, but I don't necessarily see one person as being good and one person being bad. Unfortunately, they are still sideways, and she decided to part ways with the show. So that's a very brief summary of what took place in February.
I appreciate the details.
Now, for the record, I did say that she has done a lot of good things for the show.
No doubt.
A lot of good things for people. I didn't say she's a terrible person all the time, but I've dealt with a few things before that I just kind of brushed it off, and I'll take the bullet, and yeah, I'm terrible. Go ahead. I screwed up, yeah. But this time I said, yeah, you're not going to come on a show I'm part of and berate me for 10 minutes.
You had enough.
For something that was not my fault. It was an honest mistake, but you don't want to take it that way, so.
Hey, good for you.
So that's how that one, that of course, not involved with Iggy not being a part of today's formal bracket unveiling for the Jay Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. That's a separate situation. And in KG and O-Town, this has nothing to do with your tension with Iggy. It was just a thought process that Iggy would not want to participate in the show. Is that a fair assessment? I don't want to put words in people's mouth.
Correct, sir.
Okay. All right. Chairman Stephen Wildwood's the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Year, and therefore he has the right to opine at any time. It's one of the benefits of being the Listener of the Year, sponsored by Milagro Tequila. Good morning, Chairman Steve. We have Chairman Ridley. We have Chairman Steve.
Hey, boys.
Good morning. I'm anxious to hear your perspective on this, or if you want to update Michael on anything we've left up.
No, I'm kind of done with that whole thing. I mean, I think Lisa was out of line in the berating. I think it was way over the top. However, I think Iggy's out of line in making comments afterwards. I mean, and to say a bunch of people did that, you could have just ignored it and let it go. I mean, I just think you take shots at her a lot afterwards, and I don't know why you do that. That's the only problem I have with Iggy with it. You know, I think it was, you know, she was out of line, but his apology for what happened was less than genuine. I mean, he made an excuse than an apology, but
it wasn't an excuse.
She shouldn't have gone on. She shouldn't have gone on and on. I mean, that's the bottom line. She shouldn't have gone on and on. But I mean, it's sometimes these things, especially with Iggy, become something that they weren't at the beginning because they just kind of hang out there and like continues. So kind of some of the things with me and Iggy, you know, I don't spend a lot of time on it, but it's like it becomes something that it wasn't at the beginning, and then it just grows and grows. I think it's probably better left alone, you know.
Well said.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here for you, buddy.
I've given my side of it. I don't have anything else to say.
I mean, really, there's nothing else to say about it. I mean, I think probably if I were Iggy, I'd just kind of ignore anything Lisa Ann right now because it seems to draw attention to things that probably shouldn't be drawn to. So
I don't think I've said anything about her for months. But.
Yeah, you haven't, which is better. You know, but you were, like, anytime she came up, you took a shot at her on the show.
Well, yeah. And then if her name is brought up, I'm going to say something about her.
What?
If her name's brought up, I'll say something about her.
Yeah, but it was always, like, real snide.
Yeah,
you know, and you do
I don't
it
like her.
When my name comes up, you do it when KG's name comes up, when Beercast comes up. You kind of do that. But
and none of these guys say anything about me, do they? I just come out of nowhere, like Beercast's texting today.
You just let me finish. I was going to say, we go after you, too. So it's warranted in some occasions, but sometimes there's not even anything going on about it, and you bring it up, and I don't think that's a wise decision on your part. But you do you, I'll do me.
Cool.
But Wellington, I enjoyed my lesson the other day.
Oh, that's right. How did that go? Where'd you guys do this?
We did a little two-hour session over at Bogey Hills.
Wow.
Hey, Steve, real quick, while I'm thinking about it, do you think Iggy has more disdain for you or for Lisa Ann?
Lisa Ann.
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
Yeah, I really don't have a lot of disdain for Steve. I don't agree with a lot of his calls, but if I see him out in public, we're going to shake hands and say hi.
All right. I don't know how the landscape is. I'm just checking it
That's
out.
What a lot of these
it's always shape-shifting in here.
Something personal happened between Lisa Ann and Iggy. Like, nothing personal has happened between me and Iggy. We don't hang out at all. I've only been with Iggy he was in the other cart when I played him the one time. But I've not really been around Iggy for more than a few minutes at a time. I mean, I don't know Iggy that well.
Thank you.
Other than the show. But whatever we did with the putting worked right away, Wellington. The thing is, when I get a lesson, I've had two lessons from Michael, and the first one was about 6 or 7 months ago, and then the one the other day. But the one I had 6 or 7 months ago, I was a 28 when I met with him, and I'm a 20 now. But it took me a long time to implement, you know, the moves that he taught me. And it's going to be the same thing with this. Like, I played right after I had the lesson, and I played horribly. But I don't know. Michael probably could say it better. Like, I don't know what my stance is doing. Like, I can't figure it out standing there. And then he'll look at me and go, you're standing like this. That's why it's, you know.
Michael, do we have an alignment issue with Chairman Steve, who I think is going to be the 2024 Fan Page Club champion?
We had to change the way he was standing when he would hit pitches and chips. I didn't know about the change in your handicap from 7 months ago from 28 to 20. That's kind of ridiculous. Yeah, is that really true?
He's trending. He's trending
my
right
goodness.
Now.
Yes.
Hemorrhaging pops.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think Michael will agree with this, is that talking about what Steve said with the putting, when Berkmeyer gave me a putting lesson, I got better right away because there isn't a lot in putting. It's just, he said, you got to lift your hands up a little bit and address it, you know, a little bit behind the ball. It's two things. With a swing, there's like six different things that could be your alignment, your backswing, your arm, your hips. There's so many things that it's going to take a while to get that down, just repetition.
I would agree. Steve, did you hear Iggy mention the hips?
Yes. Yeah. I just think, like, yeah. But, like, the first lesson, you taught me a grip, and it took me, like, 3 months just to get that down. But part of it, too, is I've been playing 2 or 3 times a week.
That must be nice.
That's helpful, too.
Yeah, this guy's
trying to be. I like 9 holes at a time a lot of that, you know. Like, I'll walk over it. The Highlands and St. Anne, like, you know, just the best courses around St. Louis. But I hope to continue that all summer. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I'll tell you what, whoever gets matched up with you in this bracket show, that I would imagine will have.
We already know who it is.
10,000 listeners.
We do?
Oh, it's you.
It
that's
is.
That's right. Oh, that's going to be a tough pod to get out of that region. Because Stephen Wildwood's trying.
The thing is, I think KG might be lucky, because if I can't get everything that Michael and I worked on in the next month, you know, I'm playing Saturday. I'll probably play two or three times a week right up to it. But if I can't implement what Michael taught me by April 28th, I'll probably be in trouble. You know, the scores that I'm putting in now are going to be higher than the 20 handicap. However, it'll just inch up because I have so many better scores still in there. You know,
one step backward, Michael, two steps forward.
The question is on the bracketology. Mm-hmm. Do you take their handicaps as of today when you make the brackets, or when they show up at the golf course to play the first match?
I will defer that to the chairman.
Oh, Chairman Kurt.
Chairman Kurt.
It's a fluid situation.
Let's ease up on the chairman stuff, okay?
That's how Tom O'Toole answers questions.
Shocking to be fluid with this group.
Hey, almost everybody in the tournament actually has a handicap, so we're making progress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Baby steps.
You're impressed.
Yes.
But the other thing, too, I spent the day in the 703 Club yesterday.
Have a brag fest.
I don't even know what the 703
is. MS sold a lot of people because it seems like a million people were there yesterday.
What was going on? What is
that new pool?
That's
club
what Doug went to, right?
Oh, it's where a bow tie bar used to be.
I got it.
Man.
People are pissed that the bow tie bar is gone.
And they should be, right, Steve? I know.
You know what? A lot of the ushers, and they said so much better now because there were so many drunk people at the bow tie bar.
Come on, that's awesome.
Like, oh, come on, Plowsy. Everybody who's drunk goes there, you know, and they have $5 beers. So what people would do, like, before the game, they would go there and order, like, you know, 10 beers for two people, you know, like keep getting two beers at a time and line up the beers so they could have their $5 beers. And then they just drink more than they would have if the beers were $12. And then the ushers were like, it was a problem. You know, they removed it for a reason, Plowsy. I mean, obviously, I think they can make just as much money this way, but there were a lot of drunk people going to the bow tie bar.
I guess I don't stay. I usually leave in the seventh inning. I liked it because they served before the game, you know, an hour before the game with the $5 beers. I wasn't there doing it for a cost saving to drink 10. I think I would die with 10. But I like having to spend, you know, having three for the price of what one, you know, 30-ounce or 16-ounce beer would be. I used it for the right reasons, and it's always people that use it for the wrong reasons, and they ruin it for everyone.
Yeah. So beers aren't included in the 703 Club with the food?
Oh, now they are. It's all inclusive.
Yeah, so don't you think people are getting more drunk up there knowing they paid one price, they can just drink all day?
Yeah, but they're in a certain tax bracket.
Well, it's $85 to go up in there, Iggy, for like that game. That was a crappy day game. Like for Cubs cards, it'll be like $200 to get in there, you know? So you're pricing people out who are complete Hoosiers who, you know, wouldn't use it.
That's a lot of
That's such food. A shot at me, but I understand. Like
socioeconomic shaming on this program will
no,
never be accepted.
But I mean, who's going to pay? There's a lot of people who won't pay $100 or $150 for a ticket when really they should, because they're probably paying $20 for a ticket and spending $80 on beer.
It's a lot of all-inclusive spots now at Busch Stadium. It's like four or five.
That's going on around baseball. That's not, right? Certainly not unique to Busch Stadium.
Yeah. There's two right there.
But you can still go up top at the Budweiser deck, Plowsy, and get $5 beers. I think it's maybe $5.50 now.
I think it's before first pitch, though. I don't think that's during the game. I think it's before first pitch.
No. Yeah, you're right.
So anyway, what was going on at the 703 Club yesterday? I feel like we sidetracked you, and usually the show is so focused.
Yeah, I'm the ADD, too. I took a picture with a certain someone that Iggy really likes. Her name is Learn.
Yeah,
she was up in the 703 Club.
Yeah, she was up there with her stepdad for his birthday, I think.
Stepdad.
She thanked Jan Mozeliak. Right. I wonder if everybody who went to the media day got free tickets up there.
So she went to.
She was part of that.
The lunch you were critical of was 2 days ago.
Yeah, but I'm saying I wonder if all the people that went there got a pass to go to the 703 Club, because that's what they were promoting in that thing. They want everybody to talk about the 703 Club.
I thought they were at the game Tuesday, and that was the deal, is that they were at the game Tuesday.
I don't know if they stayed for the game. I thought it was just a luncheon. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah, so Learn said, tag me in the photo, but I couldn't tag her because she's not a fan page member, but she said she wants to join the fan page.
Is that right? Jackson, is she in the queue along with 500 other people?
Like, look.
May I join you?
There she is right there.
Well, yeah. Couldn't you put that picture on your regular Facebook page and tag her?
I don't post on my regular Facebook page. I only post on the fan page.
How weird would it look on your regular page tagging Learn
Hello,
like
I
your
know
family
I'm
members?
Married with children and grandchildren, but here is a woman I met at a day game.
Well, Learn.
Like, it just would look bad with like the aunts and the cousins.
Well, Learn's kind of a celebrity, so
she is popular.
Exactly right. I would not post the photo on my regular fan page. On my regular page.
Your regular.
That'd be great if you had your own fan page. I like that idea. Chairman Steve, anything else? We have so many things to get to today. What a performance by Jordan Kyrou last night.
One more thing. One more thing. I would talk to Rafe for like 20 minutes there. Rafe was there too.
Rafe's a great guy.
About his stream.
That show's made up
of
stuff.
We talked about his stream. And then he did say, he was talking about, it was interesting. He was talking about, what's his name? Warren. Greg Warren was talking about the SiriusXM.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime they play one of their bits, if you self-produce your bit, you get $52 every time. And if someone else produces it for you, it's $26. Hmm. And he said Greg does a great job because he works clean, and like a couple of the stations there will only take clean bits, and there's such a lack of it because so many comedians work glue that – Greg's done very well with it. But
God bless.
$52 each time, that adds up.
Yeah, you better believe it.
That's pretty cool.
Nice little form of passive income for something you've already done.
Yeah, Greg is awesome.
It's like Lisa Ann repurposing her stuff on OnlyFans. Sharp move. Sharp, savvy business move, Steve.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. But also, one more thing. With my listener of the year, I got a party for 25 people in a tequila tasting with a... the guys from Milagro.
Yep.
And catered by Rosalita's. And we're going to do it in conjunction with a game, May 8th. Anybody on the dais is invited. I know you won't come. That's why I'm inviting you.
Right. That's also savvy. Sharp.
Oh, I'm coming for sure if it's free food. Definitely going
to. Yeah, you can come. Plazzi will come, actually.
That's a Wednesday.
All guys, but if you want to bring your gal, you can.
The issue for me specifically is, number one, two young children, but number two, the middle of the week.
Yeah.
But Plowhawk, you get up earlier than I do, right? You get up like at 4, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I'm more of a 5 o'clock guy.
I like it. I hate having to be so quiet.
The other thing is, one more thing. I'm sorry. I keep saying that. But I left a mic drop for Tim, but on Monday or Tuesday, one of the days. But it didn't get played. I didn't know if it was because I said something I shouldn't have.
You know what? You sent Jackson and I a text about the mic drop. I think I was flying back. And I said, hey, let's lead with this. And that was not, as you call him, Vladimir Burkett censoring you. I just forgot to call for it. Although I have to say, I didn't hear it. Did you hear it?
Yes,
was something
heard it.
Said that could have been hashtag problematic?
I think it would just be best for you to hear it first. And then just in general, I think anything, if we're going to play it over the air, both parties, or at least, certainly both parties should hear it and agree, this is good for ear, even if it's probably totally innocuous.
And you were holding me accountable for being out of town on opening day?
Yeah, and I think might have gotten too personal. I thought it was kind of funny, but I didn't know. Let's do it and see if it's too personal for you.
Oh, I don't really know. If you could say something that I'd consider too personal.
Kind of about the wedding.
Oh, is that
so
right?
It's not, but it's,
I hope we didn't bring family into it. We kind of practice the mafia rules, especially now that Jackson's paying tribute to Henry Hill today.
I kind of look like Ralph Cifaretto.
Oh, he had a bad demise.
Don't kill a horse.
Steve, anything else? We have so many things to get to.
Shout out to Ben, Anna's brother. I met him on opening day. He's a nice guy. All right. Have a good day, guys. Love you. Michael, next time I see you, I want to smell your finger, all right?
Thank you, Steve.
Ben, Anna's brother.
I don't know.
Anybody know what that was in reference
Anna,
to?
Anna, the Stoneface Killer?
That's what. Yeah, I was thinking maybe the caddy.
The Stoneface caddy? Does she have a brother named Ben?
I don't think he knows her name.
Okay.
So.
Does she have a brother named Ben? That
I don't
help.
Think so.
Okay. All right. Either way, very cryptic.
Shout out to Ben.
Yeah. Ben, congratulations.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Play it now. They don't have ish to do. That's from Todd Reesing, Plowhawks first round. You remember him, 2007 yeah. Arrowhead Stadium.
KU. Well,
you should know if you demand something, you're definitely not getting it.
Plus, not a wedding DJ.
He's not. But I do know that if you are looking to get Invisalign, you mention my name and you get $1,000 off. So at the very least, you get something out of this program. At 100 West Dental. Go online at 100westdental.com or call 636-585-0100. New sponsor on TMA just started up last week. Built a brand new office with the most modern technology with the patient experience at the front of the mind. And it's one of the very few dental offices that offer virtual consultations with the doctors. You don't even have to go in. Trying to reach those who are in our audience who are anxious about going to the dentist and showing them that the dentist can be an easy and preventative procedure that can help you in the long run. No phone call is needed. You can just go online at the website, check the calendar online for availability, and book right then and there. Even if you don't have insurance, it's no problem. The membership plan aids in the costs of dental work for those who do not have dental insurance. And here's the thing. Once again, you mentioned my name, and you get $1,000 off an Invisalign package. And if you're on the fence about Invisalign, they have a digital scanner that can show you a simulation of what it'll look like before you even go through with it. It's 100 West Dental, 100westdental.com, or call 636-585-0100, 100 West Dental. Mark Hanna is with Evergreen Wealth Strategies. Jackson, would you like to tell the people about him? He was in here with his son yesterday, as a matter of fact.
It was lovely to see him, lovely to see his son. Mark Hanna is a stand-up guy, really, for real, like being extremely serious. I love working with Mark Hanna because he is such a quality human being. I remember on my birthday, which was about a month ago, he was out of town, but he took the time out to make a little video for me, like 30-second video of him at his vacation destination, taking a video, wishing me a happy birthday from the heart. And to me, that's just like everything right there. That's the kind of guy he is. A text would have been fine. Nothing would have been fine. But he took the time out to do that for me. He's just world class, and he conveys his message so well to his clients. If you're someone like me who might not have a bunch of financial information in your head, you're not really well-versed in the stuff, he makes it easy for you. He tells you what you're going to do, and if you change your plan, you can do it with Mark Hanna. That's why I love working with Mark Hanna. That's why you love working with Mark Hanna as well.
Well, you can go online at evergreenstl.com. That's evergreenstl.com, or call 314-889-0503 to work with him. He truly is a first-class individual, and everyone needs a financial advisor. James Carlton is also a first-class guy. Ran into a spot I was on the phone with you a couple nights ago telling you about when we got back how my wife's car's battery was dead. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. I suspect one of the young tykes left a light on or something when we parked at the airport. And battery was dead. I text James Carlton, and within 25 minutes, there was someone there to jump the car, and it was fine immediately. And that's the kind of customer service you're going to get from James Carlton. The Plowhawks client, Iggy's a client. I recommend you become a client as well of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency in Webster Groves, online at carltoninsurance.net, or you can call 314-961-4800. That's James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. I have been with them for 5 years and cannot say enough good things about the customer service that office and James and his staff provide. And yesterday we had Jamie Burkhardt of Munganest and Munganest St. Louis Acura, Munganest Burkhardt Alton Toyota, our 7 o'clock hour sponsor, repair the car. Did a bunch of stuff. Jamie was texting with me and my wife yesterday the things that were done to that vehicle to make sure that obviously the battery issue, and then while it was there, took care of a bunch of different things. That's what they do. That's Munganest St. Louis Acura. New battery, new charging system, changed the oil while it was out there. How about that? It's Jamie Burkhardt. Clayton Patterson, Peter Mungenast, Ryan Seiberg in the service department. Online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com. Wonderful people who we all know on this show and think the world of, the official automotive provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast, presenting sponsor of Balloon Party, sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour here on TMA and the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. It's Mungenast, St. Louis Acura, Mungenast, Burkhardt, Alton Toyota. stlouisacura.com, altontoyota.com. Any questions, comments, requests for the people at Mungenast, St. Louis Acura, or Mungenast, Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, they have a number specific that you can text, and it goes right to the people in charge, and that number is 314-252-0029, 314-252-0029. The Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown, Michael, usually right around this time with day one of the Masters, we start seeing things, and Iggy's observing things, but we're not going to see balls in the air for a while with the conditions in South Georgia leading to a delayed start this morning.
Last I saw was 9 a.m. Eastern was the earliest possible start time.
9:30 Central Time.
It's moved back.
Is that right?
Okay. So, unfortunate.
But. So the last pairing, which includes Dustin Johnson and Tommy Fleetfleet, will not go off until at the earliest 3:30 Central Time, 4:30 Eastern. So they will not be completing the round today, that is for sure. And then the domino effect of that. And from the Tiger Woods perspective, I wonder what your thoughts are, because that means tomorrow he is going to have to play, I don't know how many holes, I would think 27 is live for him, because he's one of the later groups today.
Not the easiest walk, Augusta National, super up and down hills there. So, yeah, that's going to work probably against Tiger. I think the cooler temperatures, too, as it cool him off a little bit, too, that doesn't help Tiger's back or body.
And the hawk is up.
Yeah, it could be dicey. I mean, maybe it'll be one of those years where, like, 6 or 7 under wins. That would be really fun.
And you can you get a random winner then?
You could. Like, remember when Zach Johnson won?
That's the one that I was thinking.
2007? I mean, you know, you mentioned Dustin Johnson. I really like him this week because he's won once this year on LIV, but I've heard that he's practicing more.
Oh,
and he's kind of one of those guys, like a Freddie Couples, like when he practices, he's going to be very dangerous, but he's, you know, not always practicing, especially when he's, you know, he has the new boat and the new different items he's probably obtained from his LIV cash. But
what'd you think of the black dress shirt at the Masters Champion Dinner? I saw that was getting a lot of
I did not see that.
I was getting a lot of play.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
He wore a all black tie, black dress shirt, and then threw the green jacket over it.
Yeah, you know, DJ's good at doing DJ.
Yeah, for sure. Anyone who's going to do it, it'd either be him or Phil. Phil's kind of known for the all black.
Have you seen the video of DJ when he's much younger talking about hitting a fade? When he says, the most important thing to do when you hit a fade is make sure you hit a fade. It's good counsel.
I get a lesson from him.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people taking what Fred Ridley said yesterday out of context, saying he was taking a shot at DJ.
Really?
Well, he was talking about...
What did Fred Ridley say?
He was talking about...
How many members of the audience got a chance to watch the tournament?
He was talking about the course when they played it in August that year of COVID.
I thought it was late.
Or November.
It was November.
But, yeah,
well,
November.
Late fall, according to him. He said fall, which I guess it would be fall. It's not winter yet. But he said the course was not what we wanted it in August.
Sure. So make it
said,
firm.
Oh, he's taking a shot at DJ, you know, asterisk for winning that tournament because the course wasn't like, no, they had nothing to do with DJ. Fred Ridley's not like that. Fred Ridley's not a guy that's going to take shots
Chairman
at people.
Yeah, I mean, the facts are the facts. Like, when you're in that part of the country at that time of the year, those golf courses are just going to be softer. They don't have the winter to kind of firm it up, and then that's why they have it. They love having it in April because it goes through the winter, everything gets firm, and obviously they have the sub-air system too, which can take the moisture out of the greens. But, yeah, certainly when DJ won, I'm sure – a guy like him or a guy like Rory, you know, which I think if it does rain a lot down there this week, that gives Rory an advantage as well. Because Rory, if you look at all the majors he's won, I think 3 of the 4 that he's won, it was heavy rains during those weeks, which for him, it makes him not have to worry about controlling the spin of his wedges, you know, to, as much as if it was firm.
Yeah, so that was Fred really wasn't taking a shot.
I don't think so. Probably not.
No, he was just talking about the course.
Just being honest, really.
Michael, I was in a Masters auction last night. Wonderful little gala, part of a crime syndicate, and we were very pleased with some of the value we were able to get. And Scheffler did go
for the highest price, as you might expect. But I thought it would have been a little higher. I'm curious, if you were to pick somebody other than Scottie Scheffler, what direction would you go here?
Kind of, I'm going to piggyback on what I said yesterday. I like the Gala.
Wow, you'd be paid handsomely there. I would imagine he's got to be like probably around plus 4,000, I would
just
think.
The way he plays, he's real creative. He putts it really good. He's already got that first win under his belt, so that's kind of behind him. He's probably geared up for this. Now, there's other people as well. I think, you know.
A $100 bet on Sahith, if he were to win, pays you $4,600.
Okay.
I put in the heavy play on him for top 10.
Yeah, I think you got to look at Koepka. I think you got to be aware of Brian Harman.
You know? Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting. He's had really poor performances there, even though I know he's been playing really well.
Yeah, I just think because he got the major under his belt, he's played well recently at the Players. Obviously, it's going to hurt him a little bit with the wet conditions. He would prefer it be firm.
Yeah.
He putts great, and he's probably played there a bunch outside the tournament, being a University of Georgia Bulldog. And just confidence. Same thing with Wyndham Clark. Like, I don't think Wyndham Clark's going to win, but he's probably going to be in the mix because he's just playing at a higher level. Mm-hmm. So, and same thing with a guy like Spieth. You know, Spieth can be playing good or bad going into Augusta, but because he putts well and he's real creative, especially around the greens, that place kind of gets him going. Almost, you know, Spieth reminds me, he's a modern-day version of Ben Crenshaw to me.
Gentle Ben.
He's always in the mix at Augusta. The short game is really on display there. He can do a lot of different things that other people can't. So I think, you know, he'll be involved somehow. He was last year again.
It killed me to take him out of the lineup just because he started talking about his wrist at his press conference, saying, you know, it's
beware
just
the injured golfer, Iggs.
It's just something that I got to deal with. He says, you know, if it isn't feeling bad at the beginning of the round, I know I'm going to be good. But if it's hurting, there's nothing I can do about it except not play, and I'm not going to play.
He'll get a shot before he won't play.
So it kind of scared me.
I mean, you got to watch out for guys that aren't feeling great. They're focused on that. They're not thinking about what they're doing. All of a sudden, they play well.
Guys, did the show weatherman just call August late fall to Mrs. Chien?
No, Tim said November. That's when I said, yeah, that's considered fall. I don't know why I said August. Ridley even said playing in the fall, and August isn't fall. So.
Chairman Ridley,
I'm sorry.
Fred. Mr. Siders has released his picks. I know the audience has been waiting for
somehow
these.
Somehow he's got to come out with my 7-iron.
I hope I'm not paired with him or Jackson. I love Jackson to death, but I could avoid Siders like the plague.
Joaquin Neiman is a top 5. Willie Z, top 10. Those are his plays, Michael, if you want to.
Everybody loves this Zalatoris, right? And certainly in the last 4 or 5 years, he has performed well. I have a hard time buying stock in him.
You like Jock?
I like Neiman. Yeah, for sure.
He's been playing well. He's been playing well.
Zally got that new putter, the long one.
I noticed that, and hopefully that helps him. Yeah. I mean, I don't want him to play poorly, but sure. I don't know. There's just something about him I just don't believe in.
I was just kind of surprised he was priced that high on DraftKings, considering he was given an invitation and nobody's really seen him play for a while.
He finished second there, like in his first time ever at Augusta, they probably factor that in, but I don't know. I'm not sold on him.
The Masters social media team has been doing outstanding work on TikTok.
They do things right there.
I highly recommend
it's amazing what capital allows.
If you're into the Masters, their TikTok page has been really, really good. Christo Lamprecht, the amateur, the 6'8 South African. Yeah, they did like a whole 3-4 minute video because he's staying at the Crow's Nest.
Ooh.
And they like went through his whole day, and it was really fascinating.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Did you see a quote the other day? And I can't remember who it was from. It might have been Freddie Couples, but I don't think he would have said this. But it was a quote from a former Masters champion, and said, "Nah, this isn't the best tournament we play as far as hospitality goes. We go to some tournaments and they bend over backwards. We want something. We'll get it for you, sir. We'll get it for you."
I think Gary Player
said it's the fourth best major, I believe.
But then this guy went on to say, and you say something like that at the Masters, sorry, we don't do that here. So they don't really look to take care of you for something.
I mean, I can't imagine another event taking better care of you than Augusta National.
You would think so, but this guy was a Masters champion and said no. He says, you know, I go to a tournament, and there's like 3 or 4 that if they don't have it, they'll say, no, we'll go find it. We'll take care of that for you. We'll make sure we get it for you. If I say that to Augusta National, I say, sorry, we don't do that here.
I would like to know what the request was.
Probably Gary Player, someone like punch him in the gut, show him how ripped he is still.
Gary Player's really shot his mouth off a few times the last few years about a lot of different things. And his son got caught on the first tee, like showing off that new golf ball or something like that, trying to advertise.
Yeah, he's banned.
Yeah, he's banned because of that.
And, you know, Gary Player's going around telling everybody that they don't need to cut down trees at golf courses. I mean, I don't know. Not really sure what's going on with him.
The total package has released his plays. This is good. Everybody's giving us their plays.
Lay them on us.
He's going with Max Homa.
I picked him in my little pool. I'm doing with some caddies out of the Champions Tour. Yeah, I feel like he's kind of flying under the radar right now, and he's a great iron player. And I think great iron play at Augusta is an essential thing. I'd like to see him do well.
Let's see. Do you guys think any of the amateurs have hooked up in the crow's nest? That's from the Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
I was kind of unaware of what the crow's nest was up until I saw that video yesterday. So what the one amateur gets to stay on the grounds.
I think every amateur that plays in the event is invited to stay there. You don't have to.
Okay.
But you certainly can if you want to.
Cool. It was very, like, they showed, like, all the people who have stayed there, and it was very interesting. It was
morning,
cool.
Guys. Great call breaking down a listener's personal golf lesson for 9 minutes. Anyways, as Iggy unlearns shared family calendar, how was he able to rattle off where she was and with whom the moment Chairman Steve said he ran into her? Thanks. That's from the Grundlehorts. Please continue donating to the Mr. Licks Fund. Every dollar goes to repaying his father-in-law for the above-ground pool and starter split-level home in St. Anne.
Bravo.
Damn. St. Anne is, like, the worst. Their cops there and everything are so bad. I don't know about the living situation there, but
careful, St. Pete Weber lives there.
Pete Weber lives in St. Anne?
Got a bowling ball to the head.
Yeah, he makes sure he says that to him when he makes TV shows. It says Pete Weber, St. Anne, Missouri. He didn't say St. Louis.
Legend.
I would not be proud of that.
And I knew that about Lauren because I'm on her personal Facebook page.
Oh,
so.
Michael.
Personal? I thought it would be like an AirTag situation.
No, but she's kind of posted.
Hook it onto one of her loops on her purse.
No. Now that I'm off the fan page, I can actually see posts that come up from friends. But she posted one with her stepdad up in the 703 Club. It was his birthday.
But not with Chairman Steve.
I didn't see that one.
Okay. Let's see. Crow's Nest in Maplewood. Has the most underrated food, bro. Great Sunday brunch, too. Hot guys to boot. That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster Grove.
In Maplewood?
I'm not familiar with the place, but that doesn't mean that it's not lovely.
I like Boogaloo. That's
sure.
A cool spot.
But the Crow's Nest, I'd like to check it out. I like a good brunch.
And Mr. Licks is active this morning.
Oh, dear.
As he tends to be. Kindly asking, how do I get a session in with Welly? I guess he wants to work with you.
It's going to cost you, Licks.
You talk about all this wealth. You know, that's just
right.
That's red meat for you.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll have to have an unmasking before we have any sort of agreement.
You'll have an unmasking the 28th.
Yeah, the 28th. You'll be, and you're talking about caddying in that event, are you not? You're going to come back.
Unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town unless Licks can send the plane for me.
There you go.
No one, and I mean absolutely no one, gives a crap about Pete Weber. Knock it off. That's from Beer Cats.
Well, we were talking about St. Anne, Missouri, so that's how it tied into that dumbass.
I imagine Licks will wear like a COVID mask for the match so he doesn't let people know
who he
is.
So he's not fully unmasked?
Exactly.
I really am surprised he's appearing. I can't wait. My match with the Pope, we're going off with Iggy and Mr. Licks. At what, 11:30? Is that what is Chairman Kurt, is that when balls are in the air?
11:30, balls in the air.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe Licks has that, like, serial killer mentality where eventually he needs to, you know, come out and get caught.
Oh, Bill.
You know? Because all serial killers want to get caught, right? Isn't it?
They always help in the investigation
Thank
and
you.
Stuff.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Look, Licks slander is not going to be accepted here.
This isn't slander. This is just discussion. Maybe he has that mentality. I don't know if that's, you know,
I want to be the last tee time for sure.
You want to go off last?
Yeah.
Get some reports on how the greens are rolling, how the pace of play, I would imagine, will be
Get more
steady.
Time on the range. Get more time in the car for a pregame.
I just hope it's
all
warm.
That sounds great.
I need to loosen up. I hope it's warm because I have the Megan Meyer Foundation charity trivia night the night before.
Where is that?
St. Dominic's.
Oh, well, you're going to be tired, too,
Saint
with Peter. The shoulder.
Oh, that
not
could, that
playing
could make
a
Licks
lot.
A big favorite.
I need a rub down.
No, but if it's warm, I can loosen up quick. If it's a little chilly out there, then it's
That's why you should want to tee off later in the day.
Takes my bones a while to warm up. No, I always play with Tim in the first group.
And always nice about playing last is you got to get a report, you know, of guys who are coming into the clubhouse when you're on 7 or 8.
You're going to know about some shocking upsets in a net event.
Well, I think that's why Tim likes to play.
I don't know if I've been shocked at anything outside of it finishing.
I usually play somebody that's like a grudge match, so Tim will give, like, updates on fan page or wherever you do it. I don't know. A couple of TMA Instagram account probably. You can keep up to date with the match through Tim.
Yeah, so while you're out on the course, Michael, and where are you going to be, California that weekend? You can
What's the date again? April 28th? I think I'll be in Houston.
Is there any talk on the PGA Tour champions about this event?
Not specifically this event, but I can tell you one thing. Sometimes I'll be out there, like on the practice ground, whether it's the putting green or the driving range, and I'll have my earbud in listening to this program, and I'll just start laughing, and people will be like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I can't even begin to explain it to you. So just don't worry about me.
I think they'd love it. I think Longer would love this show.
Oh, Bernhardt.
I think the senior PGA, I think Timberlake's there in Staunton, Illinois, could handle it.
Maybe. I'm sure Jimenez is listening while he's warming up, doing his exercise. He's listening to the show.
He's got a hell of a game, let me tell you.
Is that right? Have you caddied on a pairing with him yet?
Yes, I was very impressed by what he could do.
What's so good about
him? He just could do everything.
Really?
And he was super around the green, and it doesn't look real pretty, and it's not like a great-looking swing, but, man, he just could do it all.
Is that right?
I was very impressed.
He's probably married, so this is just – I'm not saying he does this. He looks like the kind of guy that after a round will go – with a cigar, a scotch, and then try to find just the most beautiful 50-year-old woman you've ever seen.
I don't know if he's married or not, but whenever we're around a hotel, like if there's a hotel for the week, like either a player or a caddy hotel, he is there. He is smoking cigars. He is drinking wine. He is truly living that most interesting man kind of persona. Like, and then he just rolls out there and shoots 67. Yeah. Like, just, it's incredible.
God bless.
His hand wandered into my Santa belt, and my turkey baster started to drip with lust.
Doesn't Brian Hoffman have a drop about Jose Marie?
I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to find it. Yeah.
Guys, I'll put a small taste on Ken having Facebook and Twitter notifications turned on for Learn based on him being able to rattle off her schedule. I'm concerned. That's from glove blogger Tom Traven.
I'm concerned, too.
Like
well, don't be. I mean, I guess maybe the ones you look at the most, but those are the ones that come up. I don't get a notification for it, but it's on my Facebook page.
You know, Mr. Sider did bring up a great point about...
This is where you got to tell people what the text
said,
is.
Imagine how effed up the greens are going to be after 64 fat A's or walking in Gateway Greens. And I was thinking about all the divots... and stuff.
Please replace your ball marks, Michael.
I mean, what about the 150 people that were there the day before? I mean, what's the difference?
And also, I don't know how many greens in regulation they're going to be anyway.
Well, that's probably true.
Fair point.
A lot of Texas wedges.
let's see. When is this show going to give Anthony Kim the coverage he deserves?
Wow.
That's from Mr. Licks.
Can we discuss?
God, he finished last by 8 strokes last week.
I don't care about his game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I already know where you're going.
The physical changes.
I need a 30-30 on him. I need a 30-30 on that 10-year.
That is a 30-30.
So they're doing something. Oh. Did you hear the interview with Faraday?
I watched the whole thing.
So didn't Faraday mention, if I'm getting this correct, they're doing a documentary on his life, right?
I did not know that.
I paid good money to see the inside of that insurance policy, if there's any left.
Yeah, I want to know what he got into, and I think it's pretty obvious
It's obvious, but that story looks amazing. He doesn't really know who won the mate. Like, he completely tuned out.
Yeah.
Like an Aaron Rodgers.
He had no idea that Brooks Koepka won back-to-back PGAs or U.S. Open, whatever.
Or that Tiger won in 2019 or whatever. Like, how did that possibly?
Well,
if I told you, I think I told the story in detail on the Tim McKernan show. I may have told it on TMA. If that's the case, I apologize. I'm turning to my compadre who I've known for 30 years and asking if I've told you the story about being on a plane.
I remember that you were with Joe, right?
Joe Buck,
Yeah, and he was on the plane. And you said he was normal, cool, fun, whatever.
I mean, because I wasn't playing golf at the time, so I kind of knew who he was. Probably from, like, the Ryder Cup. I wasn't watching golf. Couldn't care any less about it. This was 2012, and we were at the Madison Club. And Joe and I and my wife were about to fly over to from Palm Springs to Santa Monica, and he comes up to Joe and goes, "Hey, can I hitch a ride?" And in the private jet world, That's how you move. It's amazing, you know. And so he's on the plane with us. And all I wanted to do was talk about poker, and he didn't want to talk about golf. And he hung out with Phil Ivey. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, it's a very short flight from Palm Springs to Santa Monica, but it was nonstop. I mean, it was insane. And it was all gambling stories. And I'm talking about monster amounts of money. I mean, whatever, like $500,000 moving around in nights. And I'm going, this is insane. And we get done, you know, and he had a girl waiting to pick him up. And we got to the airport. We get in our car. And Joe, who really didn't participate much in the conversation, but they knew each other, goes, wow, how about that conversation? And so Joe and I had dinner about a month ago. And this was right after Anthony Kim came back. And he goes, Anthony Kim, because it had been 12 years since we had, and I go, how about that? I mean, how about the fact that that even happened, and how strange it is for me as a guy who's now obsessed with the game of golf to be on a flight for an hour with this guy who became the, you know, the, I don't even know, one of the most curious characters in the game. And that was right as he was about to go into his dark place. My guess is he was already in the dark place. He just hadn't, you know, gone away from public sight, but I'd love to know what went on over those 12 years.
Well, I mean, I can tell you what I know. So where the Madison Club is down there
that's where he
went to high school, right? Down there was, and I used to work out there in the winter of 2008 and 2009. I worked at a golf course just down the street from the Madison Club called Andalusia, and there was multiple stories about him. One story that I thought was interesting is he apparently shot 63 or 64 at the PGA West Stadium course on LSD. I thought that was a very interesting story.
Wow. Then
at that time, you know, I was there working at this golf course in the winter season, right? We would see him out. We'd see him out at Sullivan Steakhouse. We'd see him out at this place called the Beer Hunter. We'd see him all over town. Always had a different girl with him.
God bless.
Which certainly I tip of the cap.
Amen.
But I think, and then I've heard some stories about his antics in Vegas. I think whether it was partying, gambling, tour life, private jets, he just went as hard as anybody could go. And I'm curious, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious there's a physical change in his face now. I always liked him. I love that he pretty much single-handedly won the Ryder Cup. Not totally single-handedly, but he was a big piece in that puzzle. Because we hadn't won the Ryder Cup in forever. Like a decade before they won in 2008, and he was the catalyst. Very interested to see that documentary, I think, that Faraday talked about in that interview, if that comes out, because I do think his story can help other people. But, yeah, he was going as hard as anybody's ever gone.
Yeah. I'm intrigued to see what he does with the game over the next year, if it's possible for him to get back. Do you think it is?
Awfully talented. Yeah, I think, you know, from what I understand, he just started practicing 3 months before the first event,
right?
Like, and then having not played in a decade, that's tough. I mean, it's going to take 6 months to 10 months, I think, to get your competitive edge, your feels, your all that kind of thing. I just know from myself, from taking 3 or 4 years off, how hard it is to come back and try to compete and play. And then now, obviously, he is a supremely gifted guy, and you know, talking about Masters, he made 11 birdies at Augusta National in one round. He has the record for the most birdies ever in one round. So the talent's there. I hope he can come back, because he was always an interesting cat. And but I don't know. I wonder, you know, if that edge that he had when he was going so hard, not unlike Tiger going hard, does that give you an advantage as a player? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's a great interview, by the way, with David Faraday and Anthony Kim. Hey, send your emails in for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. Design Air is online at DesignAirService.com, official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. And, yeah, it's a little chilly and rainy here in St. Louis today, but how do you do this weekend? Michael, I know you're going to be in Nashville. You're leaving this afternoon?
Indeed.
But, my goodness, 81 on Saturday, 84 on Sunday, 85 on Monday, 84 on Tuesday, 84 on Wednesday, 79 on Thursday.
Just skipping spring.
Oh, let's just go, and it's wonderful to hear. But that means your air conditioning is going to be firing, so make sure that it's firing on all cylinders by going to designairservice.com and work with Seth Goldkamp, fourth generation His great-grandfather started the business, his grandfather, his father, and Seth carry on the tradition of no upselling. They're just going to take care of the problem, and you know it's going to be done right. At Design Air Heating and Cooling, online at designairservice.com. Jackson, if I wanted to place a wager on Peter Malnati to wear the green jacket on Sunday at 6:30 p.m., Michael.
In a million.
Yeah. Where can I go do that?
Maybe doing that through Circa, Tim. Circa Sports, which is now available in the great state of Illinois. So let's say, hey, maybe you're out this weekend having a couple beverages in the Metro East. You're in Illinois. You download the Circa Sports app and you take a look. They'll probably have some wonderful bets on our wonderful odds on Masters finishing position as the tournament progresses. I read you earlier this week some of the outstanding odds they had, a lot better than the odds of the competitors out there in Illinois, and that will continue as the tournament progresses. I don't know, maybe right now you're in Illinois and you like Scottie Scheffler to win, plus 505. You're not going to find
that. Oh, it moved up a little bit.
You're not going to find that anywhere else. Maybe we talked about Jordan Spieth, plus 2,600. On Circa Sports, it's just
Rory's a pretty good number too, isn't it?
Rory McIlroy +1,100.
Wow,
that's better odds than you're going to get anywhere
else. It is. I can tell you that.
That is with Circa Sports. That's what they do. The tight money line splits, and if you run into any issues with the Circa Sports app, you'll get in contact with the best customer service around. It's not a chat bot. You talk to a real person, and if you've ever been in that situation, you know talking to a real person is very, very important. The Circa Sports app is now available to download. Illinois, download it. Visit CircaSports.com for more details and get ready to start betting like a pro. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Well, with all this rain we are getting here over the last 24 hours, spring weeds are going to explode this weekend when the temperatures warm up. So now is the time to get ahead of it with Green Envy. Doug and I are both clients of Green Envy, and our lawns are, it's unbelievable how quickly things come into play with the lawn when you get Green Envy treatment. And here's the deal. If you're a Green Envy customer, service calls are no charge for weed touch-up or reapplying weed control. Green Envy is the name of the business. The phone number is 636-757-1600. They are open 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to take your calls and answer your questions. All of your employees are screened and background checks performed annually, and their service professionals are commercially licensed applicators as certified by the Missouri Department of Agriculture. And so what this does is it ensures you have a trained professional on your property, no part-timers or high school kids applying God knows what on your lawns. And so this crabgrass is going to be a problem with all the moisture we have here in the area over the last 24 hours and the warm temperatures. That's going to wake up even the oldest crabgrass seeds. Crabgrass can lay dormant until conditions are right for up to 15 years, and now the conditions are right, especially over the next few days in St. Louis. Get Green Envy out there. 636-757-1600. They've been working on my lawn for the last year plus. They've been working on Doug's lawn for the last year plus, and they can take care of yours as well. It is Green Envy. I just got a text saying the YouTube chat is interesting today, boys. So now I head into the YouTube chat.
I don't even care. YouTube chat scares me.
Why?
There's a lot of variables with a lot of bots, and then some guy getting arguments with each other.
My understanding is there are what are called repeat burners. People who, I guess, get blocked or banned by YouTube, and then they create new accounts. Michael, repeat burners. I don't see anything in there that's...
It's kind of tame today.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Repeat burners, screenshot bandits. We got a lot of
is
guys.
That like, is that like when Kevin Durant made a separate Twitter
for Lana Rhodes? Was that for Lana Rhodes, or was that a separate
couple burners?
Do you think that there's an overlap of repeat burners with screenshot bandits?
The Venn diagram is probably closer to a circle than you'd imagine. Mm. And not to mention, I think some of the tendencies of one to create multiple burners and then also be the screenshot bandit, you know, be on a some sort of rampage with screenshots. I feel like those are one and the same kind of situation.
Right? Yeah, I went into the YouTube chat. I don't see anything of note. You're in there, Chairman Kurt?
Yeah, I got it pulled up back here. Like I said, it seems kind of tame. Yeah, I haven't noticed anything too salacious.
What kind of life you must lead to create burner accounts on different social media platforms to have that kind of time?
A lot of people, and not just in our audience, but across the internet.
It's, you know.
Shout out P. Reed.
P. Reed's got burners?
I thought this was his wife.
What's that? Use golf facts or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to interact with Justine?
So never interacted with her, but I saw her on the short game practice area at Shinnecock when I was there with Nagel.
Yeah.
And
was she carrying his bag that week?
No. She was just standing in the – she might have been for the practice round, but I just remember seeing her. And honest to God, when I looked at her face, it reminded me of Michael Myers from Halloween. Like, it was like this white – it was very scary face deal. Ooh, yeah, it was frightening.
Use GolfX, I believe, is the name of the Twitter.
That's right.
That she employs to defend P. Reed against his name. So do you like P. Reed this week?
Yeah, you kind of gotta like him there. I don't like him, but I like that.
I know. Hey, it's business.
I like that he has won there, and his short game is outstanding. And he's one of those guys that just feeds off of negative energy when people don't like him.
That is
amazing.
Truth.
He's like Christian Laettner.
He is. He really has that. When he is on tilt, you know? He plays at his best. When he was accused of cheating at Torrey Pines, he wins.
Yeah.
Will one of you confirm at the Fan Page Club Championship that Lick's 2010 Honda Odyssey has a, quote, mom's taxi magnet next to the 30A sticker? That's from the Worson Woods Wacko.
I don't see how you can hate from outside the club. You can't even get in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Chairman Kurt.
Crazy.
Man, I'm telling you, this this bracket reveal at 11:30 is going to be
people pick sides on this program.
There's I've been Team Licks for a long time.
Oh, I'm familiar with your association.
And why are you a fan of his? Just to refer, you know, with so many new listeners listening
good
to
question.
This program.
I prefer to run in moneyed circles.
Oh, right? So you confirm that his wealth is legitimate.
Yeah, he offers something that Worson Woods Wacko can't even come close to offering.
Which is?
Lots of money.
Wow.
Capital warfare.
I don't think the Wacko's hurting. I'll say that.
Well, that's fine. But he ain't no Licks.
There's just different levels, and you think Mr. Licks is one of the most elite in the St. Louis metropolitan area, if he even lives here.
Just a 1%er.
I could see him being a Palm Beach guy.
63124.
Yep. All day. Sell those zip code stickers and put it on the back
of
it.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine someone having a zip code sticker?
Ugh.
Oh, my Lord.
That'd be pretty atrocious.
I might put a 109 sticker on mine.
You're 109?
Yeah.
That was my turn.
I think there's a
up.
Difference between like doing it for some parts of town and doing it for other parts of town, just being honest.
KG, the Fan Page Club Championship, is like a list of sexual predators. That is from the Worson Woods Wacko.
Again, just hating from outside.
Yeah, that's unfounded.
Steven Times says KG in O-Town is actually Mr. Licks.
Ooh.
Nope.
I don't know.
No denial there.
I think I can buy that.
We'll find out on the 28th.
I mean, we have had Licks. Licks calls in, so we hear his voice, unless right. You're using voice deception technology.
He's shown creativity in the past, this KG and O-Town. I don't know. I think Licks is not KG and O-Town.
Steven Wilder says, I'll take the Wacko all day in that financial fight. So he's I thought he was Team Licks. Can't keep track of everything.
We need
here.
A flow chart of
right,
some
we
sort.
We need a flow chart. All right, we'll close out the Mungin S. St. Louis Acura, Mungin S. Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Send your emails in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. That comes your way at 9:45. Jackson and I will do the Thursday Throwdown. Is that what's being called today? The Little Pills Thursday Throwdown on Balloon Party. That is coming your way on 101 ESPN at 10 o'clock. And then don't forget, right here on the TMA YouTube channel at 11:30, the 2024 Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship Bracket Reveal. Who is going to be in my pod? Because no matter what, you're either getting me or the Pope in the second round. And, boy, that Pope can roll the rock. I don't think you've ever seen anything like it. But,
I don't know who the Pope is.
The Pope played college golf.
Oh, okay. So he can play.
He can play. He's probably about a 3 or 4, but he can roll it.
Oh, man, can he ever.
I mean.
I witnessed it, and it wasn't just like he was hitting 10, 12, 14 footers, which is impressive, but if he was lag putting, it was an automatic
team. Yeah, to the point that, he's 40 feet away, and I'm like, oh, I got to kind of sweat this. And usually, like in a match play, you're like, okay, I can two putt, and I'll win it, and then, or, he's not going to hit this putt, and then the next thing, I'm just like, by the turn, I'm going, oh, I got to change up the strategy here, Michael.
The putter is the great equalizer.
Oh, my God, that Pope, so he's dangerous. All right, that's coming up at 11:30 on the YouTube channel. This is TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.